forecasting demand and utilization. What is forecasting demand? Basically, maximizing the lead time. Earlier, forecasting demand as far as the need of maximum lead time for the decision implementation, it was like people were having their own sort of time, own sort of understanding that when I get money, I'll go ahead and implement certain sectors or certain departments inside the hospital. Now, competition plays an important aspect. Need of the hour plays an important aspect. To give a good example of it is, there are different type of CT machines, computer tomography machines available in the market. Doctors prescribing a certain level of machine to understand the disease condition of the patient is what is being taken into consideration currently. Doctors are writing specifically that they would require a 1.5 Tesla or probably 3.5 Tesla for a particular disease condition is what is coming into play. So the need of R is having that kind of machine in place inside the healthcare is the prime demand. So and taking that into consideration, when we have that kind of machine coming into the hospital and understanding if I have a 1.5 Tesla inside the hospital and there is an upgradation which is needed for that machine in coming future, probably 5 years down the line, the investment of that particular machine is huge. And I can't replace that machine within 5 years time the line, but upgradation can happen. Then definitely that forecasting demand has to be taken into consideration while planning fees. Value of the past data. What was the condition of that particular healthcare setup in last year during the same phase, and what is the condition of the hospital in this phase has to be taken into consideration, and the changes are to be made. Like the peak season of the hospital admissions are mostly considered during start of rainy season, where most of the hospitals get full with beds not being available out there. Taking that into consideration, hospitals predetermine their surgery cases as well as schedule their surgery cases and plan surgery cases and go ahead with the hospital admissions. This is what the forecasting demands and forecasting predictions plays an important. This is how the forecasting demands play an important role in the planning. Forecasting utilization of the healthcare facility. Where exactly, just to take the same example into consideration, how exactly we are utilizing the particular departments, how exactly we are utilizing the wards during that phase of the patients where maximum patients would be admitted inside the hospital, and what would be done during the festive season where patient volume is less inside the healthcare facility. At that point of time, planned surgeries could be taking into the optimum level. So analyzing these factors and utilizing the changes would be the prime aspect. Incorporating the factors, considering the change in population characteristics, attitudes, medical care patterns, and concurrent factors. 10 years down the line, people were not worried about how a receptionist would talk to the patient inside the hospital in a corporate setup. Once the corporate setup started evolving inside our country, the aspects of soft skills, aspects of how the interactions or the communications of the patient with the patients is happening is been considered as the prime factor in determining whether the hospital is good or bad, is the change which has come into play. Currently, most of the government hospitals are been started utilizing the soft skill as their concept in training. So the change is inevitable. We have to undergo that change and take the necessary precautions for that particular purpose. Essentials of good hospital care and hospital planning. We should understand entire hospital is based on some scientific evaluation or some science behind it. So a plan should be very scientifically based. How exactly we are going to go ahead with the technology development, which technology development we are going to implement inside the hospital, and which technology advancement, we are going to let go. We are also we need to also understand on what exactly study is required in the hospital for implementing certain strategies and not implementing certain strategies. Which exactly department we are going to play an important role in that hospital, which future aspect taking into consideration. Patient-friendly approach. The result which I told about soft skill training and how exactly the facilities are been coming into play. Currently, the housekeeping staff, they are being taken into consideration by even by the government and private organization as an outsourced unit, where the training aspect of that particular housekeeping staff is done by external source, so that there is a proper quality training, a quality care which has been given to the patient. Participation of medical staff. There is involvement of medical staff in relevant services, representing in planning. While planning, all the medical staff and the competent staff has to be taken into consideration because they understand the need as well as the current situation of the hospital, as well as what would be the future aspect of it. They understand the each minute details of what would be the operational gaps which would be present while planning and implementing this particular services. Advantages of healthcare plan. What exactly is the advantage? Healthcare is a service industry. Patient always seek a quality service and a compassion from them. Well-trained consultants and staff contribute to the quality of the patient care. So basically, as a healthcare industry, patient sees into quality and how qualified or how compassionate a healthcare staff is all about. There is a promoter's objective also. Most of the corporate hospitals aim for good return of investments. So this good return of investment is carried on the aspects of how the service delivery or probably healthcare service delivery is delivered to the patient. And based on that, there is the cost involved into that particular segment. Quality care. Should care operational cost, generate surplus for expansion and provide return for investments. So when we say quality care, there is a cost involved to that quality care, as well as that quality care cost is based on operational cost. It would give an additional income for sufficing the expansion which would be in near future, as well as return of investments for the corporate segment. The classic example of it is Apollo Hospital of Chennai, which was set up in 1983. The standards are being managed in such a way that currently each corporate hospitals had been started copying the same setup in their hospital planning and evaluation. Focus on patient care and limitations. Patient care, patient-centric focus. Patient should be in the center focus of planning, construction and service. Every facility design, every hospital facilities planning involve patients' movement inside the hospital. So the patient-friendly approach has to be taken into consideration. Patient ease approach has to be taken into consideration. That's why every hospital has their branding, has their directions or navigations set up inside the hospital, which encompasses the patients to understand the hospital in a better way, feel a homely way, and make it more lively for a patient to roam around inside the hospital without any hazards. Hospital planning exercise. This basically involves into understanding the population. What is the need of the population? What is the service needed by the population? How exactly is that geographical coverage of that particular area in which the hospital setup has been set up would go ahead and implement that strategies, and variety of services needed in the R for that particular zone and the quality aspects of it. While doing all this planning, there are some certain limitations. The limitations are with government interests, because government has some policies involved into it. Legislation may be needed to translate the policies into laws. There are some policies. The classic example of it is patients not paying the hospital and damaging the hospital infrastructure on the queries, or probably they feel dissatisfied by the hospital. So there are some laws which are being taken into place, but these laws are very stringent and not implemented into optimal manner. If they are implemented in optimal manner, the threat which is there for the doctor community out there by the patient's relative would reduce. Financial constructs in terms of constraint of capital supply. There are certain constraints which are involved into the hospitals, where certain reagents or certain equipments or certain supplies which are provided through government institutions are in limitations. It has to be taken in a different way altogether. Upgradation of existing facilities and manpower. Existing hospital going for an upgradation requires too many licenses. And for that too many licenses, there is no one source involved. There are different sections, different authorities which are getting involved. So understanding these authorities, understanding these government entities, and going ahead with the upgradations is the important factor. Manpower recruitment and getting a quality manpower recruitment for that particular existing facilities upgradations would be a challenging in most of the location, even in the metros for that purpose. And change in hospital ownership. Currently, as I said in earlier slides, there's a competition which has been going on for maximum number of beds in the country. And corporate structures have been acquiring small entities on a bigger level, or probably bigger hospitals are being taken over by some bigger entities or bigger corporate houses. So there is a competition always involved, and there is always change in ownership which has been happening out here. This actually is hampering to the growth of the hospital, because when the change of ownership happens, the hospital which was on a scale which was growing comes to a standstill for a certain limited period. Probably after that, it might rise or it might decline. So this proves as a limitation for the healthcare plan or probably strategies to be implemented or probably executed inside the hospital. The evolving healthcare landscape. Transformation of healthcare. See, healthcare has been having a different aspect altogether. Like we said, as an industrial revolution which took place and completely changed the engineering firm out there, that particular engineering firm or technology advancement has taken place in healthcare as well. The digitalizations, telemedicine, artificial intelligence, and personalization of medicines have brought in tremendous changes in the healthcare. Currently, the limitations of hospital, which was restricted to 5 to 10 kilometers, have gone to a point where hospitals are dealing interstate or probably intercountry for the patients. The examples of having people travel for medical tourism from Gulf to India and taking their medications and doing their surgeries out here is a classic example of how healthcare has transformed by not restricting their boundaries and going ahead and providing the healthcare for entire world in one way. So digitalizing has actually helped in going empowering with the patients with real-time vital sign monitorings, and how exactly there is a health ATM which has been set up by government in Mathura currently, where people are able to visit the ATM counter and swipe their card and get the diagnostic test done. So digitalization has helped in a lot and major aspects into the healthcare. Now the people sitting in Mumbai could actually address a patient in Guwahati or Srinagar for that purpose by telemedicine. So healthcare aspects have grown to a tremendous way. The surgeries are being performed by surgeons sitting in Mumbai and at remote locations. So healthcare as a transformation with technology development has grown a lot, but there is a lot more to be done. Importance of healthcare facility planning. So understanding this healthcare advancement, how exactly healthcare advancement are being done and how are the future aspects been going on. The healthcare facility planning and designing has to taken into consideration. We understand that telemedicine probably might be the need of hour. So having a telemedicine setup inside the hospital to outreach the patient, having a robotic surgery present inside the hospital would prove an critical aspect, or a robotic surgeon present inside the hospital who would be catering to patients at remotely can be an additional this thing. Optimizing the patient flow and reducing the infection control and enhancing the patient and staff experience. Currently, attrition rate of hospitals is more. So if the staff and the patients are being given an optimum resource allotment, or probably are being given good environment to work and to get treated, they would be able to spend an extra bit of money for that particular segment. Like I gave an example of a Bridge Candy, where which is known in Mumbai as the luxury hospital inside the Mumbai, and people are able to spend extra bit of amount of money to get treated inside that hospital. Now, overview of key constraints which are there in healthcare facilities planning is location, the sub-partical organizations, infrastructures, technology, and sustainability. So there are many technologies which are been evolving. They might not be sustainable at that point of time currently, or probably not be economically sustainable. I would brief it that way. There are multifaceted nature of planning, in-depth examination of various factors which are necessary, like location selection, technological integrations, and vital effective healthcare facilities. There are certain facilities which might not be available everywhere in healthcare setups, or probably might not be able to have placed into that healthcare setup, but are essential for that purpose. So how could we as a healthcare facility could provide that facilities inside the hospital is the prime aspect of the planning. Holistic sustainability and responding to the changing needs. A general hospital facing a surge in cardiovascular cases planning and seamlessly integrates a specialized cardiology unit. So basically, when I gave an example of a cardiologist coming into the hospital and he just treating the patients, but if there is no cath lab setup, the utilization of cardiologists inside the hospital is not optimally utilized. So having a cath lab setup inside the hospital is what is the need change which we need into the hospital. This is how the planning would take place. Key considerations while setting up a planning is location selections. What impact basically that location would make? Where exactly that particular setup would be implemented, and how exactly the return of investment that setup would give? Example would be healthcare organization plans a specialized orthopedic center near a senior community for optimum patient convenience. Subparticle organization importance, effective space utilization for streamlined workflows and enhanced communications among the healthcare team. Infrastructure and technological integrations, like fundamental robust infrastructure, advanced medical equipments and IT systems. Sustainability, prominence and gaining importance in the era of environmental awareness, and reducing the carbon footprints, contributing to the cost savings. Thank you.